USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security reporting arrests for illegally crossing the Mexican border into the United States is rising again. The new numbers out yesterday showing about 50,000 people were detained trying to illegally get into the U.S. last month, up by about 2,000 since April.
We're allowing our veterans to get access to the best medical care available.
President Trump speaks yesterday as he signs a Veterans Care Bill into law, the bipartisan measure giving veterans expanded access to private care at taxpayer expense.
To those who serve our nation, who risk life and limb for country, we must never be denied care, access, or treatment that they need.
Supporters say it will relieve backlogs at VA health centers, while critics say it's part of a broader Republican plan to privatize the VA. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The world trading system is a mess.
President Trump's been angering key allies with his trade moves recently, especially those steep tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Now the chief White House economic advisor says it's the global trading system that's a mess.
My great hope is that our friends at the G7 will take notice of these policies and work with us to extend and expand them, so we can have a prosperous U.S. and world economy.
Larry Kudlow, playing down fears of a global trade war, saying some of the problems allies are having with the U.S. recently are just a family quarrel. Fashion designer Kate Spade's husband speaking out about the suicide of his wife earlier this week. He tells the New York Times that the 55-year-old was being treated for depression and anxiety, which he had battled for years, but Andy Spade says there was no indication his wife would take her own life. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The former lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels is now facing a lawsuit from Daniels, who claims that Keith Davidson and fellow attorney Michael Cohen hatched a plan to coerce her, Daniels, into publicly denying that she had an affair with Donald Trump years ago. Cohen, of course, is Trump's longtime personal lawyer, and this lawsuit also alleges that Mr. Trump knew the two sides were coordinating. The president's denied having an affair with Daniels, as she claims, in 2006. Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 in what's been called hush money shortly before the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. government is planning to release an American citizen who was captured in Syria back into that war zone. The man's only identified as John Doe. He's been held overseas since being picked up on a battlefield where he was reportedly fighting for ISIS because the Justice Department doesn't have enough evidence to try him on terrorism charges and can't transfer him to a third country. The Defense Department's planning to release him into an unnamed Syrian town within the next few days. And Major League Baseball is remembering a Hall of Famer who's passed away. Cardinals second baseman Red Schoendiest has died at 95. He had managed the Cardinals to two pennants and a World Series title in the 60s after having played for the Cardinals, as well as New York's Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.